shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Another hour here, and we have held over Bobby Dooley and Steve Bozell from last hour. As we've been talking about the beauty pageants for little kids, this Toddlers and Tiaras slash Honey Boo Boo. And Bobby is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization. Mr. Bozell is a parent with a daughter who had been in these pageants and now has a niece. And the management of this niece, the training of this young girl for these pageants, has been taken over by yourself, Mr. Bozell, and your brother-in-law, correct?
Yes, sir.
How has your sister-in-law, who's the mother of this child, and your wife reacted to that?
I think, you come to a point where you say to them, I've seen my niece go out here. And she goes out to these beauty pageants. She was out, as I mentioned to you, she'd been at the Inland Empire pageant. It was one of the carnation festivals they had. They have a beauty pageant for the young misses for the Salsa Festival in Ventura County and so forth. And my niece, for 2 years, has never, ever, she had won anything. If I had Dave here, if I had her father here, he'd probably be a lot more, explicit about it and say, she ain't won you-know-what. SSH,
Okay, all right.
And I said to her mother, I said, you're doing a lousy job. Now you kick it into second gear, and kick it into high gear, and get it together, and get this kid bringing home some ribbons, or step out of the way, and let us take over, and you're going to see something. Now it is true that
I don't think drilling this child is still said that she's not a Marine.
I know she's not a Marine, but she's going to sing that song, The World Come Out, or The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow, from Annie. And I said, this kid's going to sing it, and she's going to sing it good, and not sing it like some girl singing at a talent show in the middle of Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you want these kids to be professionals? I mean, is that what you're going for? A professional sound from a little?
I want my niece to get up there and show that she's got, and not sound like some fat. I don't mean any defense by this, but some fat little girl, some fat little girl in the middle of Texas or something at some beauty pageant, no one will ever hear about, no one ever give a damn about.
That is a good point. I mean, you want them to be remembered.
All right. 877-876-7445. I cut off Vanessa. Let me go back to her, and we'll take some more phone calls. We're on the line here with Stephen Bozell and Bobby Dooley, and essentially you guys are defending these beauty pageants for these little girls.
I don't want to be cast in the role of someone who is trafficking in sex.
That's an absolute insult.
No, I don't hear anybody saying that. I think what we're talking about is a propriety issue. What do you want these children to be wearing? What should they be singing, etc.? How should they be presented? Vanessa, go ahead.
Well, there's nothing inappropriate about what I do.
Okay, is Vanessa there?
I suppose that would be a matter of opinion, seeing that our teens are becoming sexualized through the media. Right there with it. Let's put on more makeup than your mom has ever worn in her life. Smear it all over. So you look right in the bright lights that just have to be on you. Let's put you in your underwear because nobody can really see it because you've got to pay the bills, like Mr. Bozell was saying.
Ma'am, you said you were in beauty pageants yourself. I would ask you, and I don't want to be offensive, ma'am, but did you strip down?
I'm sorry?
What kind of a question is that?
I'm asking the lady. She said she was in beauty pageants as a little girl. And did you get it down to your underwear? Or?
No.
Why would you ask? What? I've got to tell you something.
Put me in my underwear. That is something that one of you said. Where if they have to be in their underwear in a sheer dress to get the attention of the judges, somebody's got to pay the bills and this and that and the other.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
I think you're overstating that a little bit. Let's not be overwrought. I mean, I think what he was saying was, if it was the difference between a niece, and I think Mr. Bozell indicated that his niece has been, she's, she has not performed well. And you've got to push them through and get that blue ribbon. You've got to get them a win. Now, if it means it's underwear or no...
What do you mean if it means it's underwear or no? What does that mean? Because I'll tell both of you something right now. If I knew of any beauty pageant involving children where they were in their underwear, I would get the police.
Absolutely.
You know what? No, Mr. Henry, you're saying that so you can get the applause of your audience.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that as if it was a child of mine. That's what I'm saying. And they told her to strip down and walk around in her underwear, I'd call the cops.
So you wouldn't take it up with the pageant organizers?
No, I wouldn't take it up. All right, Vanessa, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. No, I wouldn't take it up with the pageant organizers. Let's go to, I believe this is Jesse on the Phil Henry Show. Jesse, go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling up. I'm just for background, I'm 22 years old, and I was pretty shooken up when I heard the first guy call up and he was all outraged, and I realized that he was outraged that his daughter didn't get a pole dance. And then I like what Vanessa has to say. No, hold on, I didn't interrupt you. I've been waiting on the phone for however long. So
I'm acknowledging you.
Just saying that there's when Vanessa called up and she said she was getting onto a good point but then missed it. She was going to say, well, you know, you're the guy who was talking about how his niece or whatever has been getting her ass kicked. Why not get her piano lessons or something? Like, I mean, does it have to be a beauty pageant? Obviously, she doesn't want it. What's going on here? Where's the responsibility? And how come the 22-year-old here is the one talking like this? What is going on here?
Well, I can answer your question, sir. This is Mr. Bozell. And first of all, you know, we started by talking about this television program. If you had seen Honey Boo Boo and I came out of that Toddlers and Tiaras. Now, that's the kind of stakes you're talking about. You're talking about a kid that got spun off into her own TV show. Obviously, the stakes are very high. And I know what you're saying, give her a piano lesson, this and that. And I would love to do that. But this is what she wants to do.
You sure?
Is it really, really, really what she wants to do? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know what you mean by really, really, really. I mean, I asked her, do you want to do this, Jessica? Yeah, I want
like
to.
Like an absolutely 100% enthusiastic yes, I've always wanted to do this. This is what I want to do until I'm dead. Is be beautiful? Is that what American society is? Is that that's what we're striving
well,
for?
That's not what she said. When I asked her, do you want to do this? She says, I want to do with that Honey Boo Boo. I want to get like Honey Boo Boo.
She wants her own TV show.
Yeah. Is that supposed to be bad?
No. Get her some acting lessons. Take her to a union. Get her in background picture acting. Like, I mean,
she's
going to be in her underwear? Really? Like, I mean, come on.
For her, no, sir, but that's not fast enough for her. She wants it now. You know how these kids are.
And she's 8 years old.
You've got to be a parent, then. You got to be a parent. You kids don't get it. You know, you have to draw the line somewhere. Kids don't get everything that they want, and to say that she really wants to be in her own.
Oh, you're right. I totally agree with you. Sure, I've raised two children of my own. I understand what you're saying, but this is a beauty pageant that where the payoff, it could be, you know, it could be Oscar time. You know, it could be. That's what I'm saying.
But it's
so,
always Oscar time, though. I mean, you could just win the lottery tomorrow, but the odds are you're going to get struck by lightning first.
Exactly. You know, I mean, what exactly do you want to put this child through?
Well, I don't think we're putting it through anything.
No, I hear Mr. Bozell saying. Well, he's teaching her how to sing. I've heard his niece. She's wretched. She really is wretched singing. She's got a cute little walk.
Well, what does that mean, a cute little walk? It's an 8-year-old child. And when you say she's got a cute little walk...
It's something that the judges can anchor into.
Right, but the whole point is why should they be in a competition like that? If they're not a good singer, well, then get them some singing lessons. Like, if they're not... You know, I'm just saying, why does it have to be a beauty pageant when you're 4 years old? But... What is the point of that, other than you getting the glory out of it? Because they're not getting the glory out of it.
Well, yeah, well, yes, they are. I asked her, I asked my niece, I said, you want to be honey? She goes, yeah. I said, that's a TV show? She goes, yes. I said, well, that takes time. She goes, and she looks at me, because she's 8 years old, and she looks at me and says, well, then you better make it happen faster, as if this is something that has to do with me.
Yeah, but what this man's saying
is... like just a real lack of parenting to me, and I'm only 22. I'm not a parent, and I'm a young guy, but I mean, why the hell...
A little girl.
I'm just saying that's an 8-year-old girl nowadays in the year 2012 looks at her father and or at her uncle and says, "You better get on a stick and get going because."
Well, then what? Then where's the parenting? Where? What did your parents do to you when you asked them that? They probably smacked you.
Yes, that's true. My father took the buckle of a belt and would beat me over the head with it till there was blood. So I don't want to do that.
Right. Oh no, you don't want to do that. Look, but you don't want to have your daughter dancing in underwear either.
No, sir, but if my daughter looks at me and says, you know, I want that Honey Boo Boo TV deal, and you better make it happen, I mean, there's a real threat there.
What threat is an 8-year-old kid going to issue? That's what I can't figure out here. And I want to thank you very much, sir, for your call. All right, sir, thank you very much. 877-876. Phil, we're going to take a break.
I don't understand what you mean. Mr. Bozell is simply saying that his niece and his daughter said, I want what Honey Boo Boo got. You know?
Exactly.
And either you make it happen or, you know, you're not happening. And nobody wants to hear their own child dismiss them that way.
All right. We may be speaking a different language here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch.
I want what Honey
the
Boo
Phil
Boo
Henry
got.
Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley, Steve Bozell, and your phone calls as we talk here about, as we continue talking here about the Toddlers and Tiaras beauty pageant, this phenomenon of beauty pageants for little kids. And Mr. Bozell, talking with you earlier, you said that the men have to take this thing over. That your wife and your sister-in-law were not doing the job, that your niece was not winning. Now you have her in her underwear.
Oh, no, I never said that, Mr. Henry. It was Miss Dooley.
To be fair, Phil, I brought up the underwear. I said, if you are trying to win, it's very competitive. It's very competitive. And I have judged, I've been a judge of these. And you see these girls come out. Cute is one thing, but you know what? Every little girl is cute. Every little girl is cute.
That's right.
So you've got to come up with something else. You've got to have something that sets you apart. Are you, you know, it can be something as fun as, and now here's our little miss. We had a little Miss Moppet, or little Miss Moffat, I forget it. The little girl in the fairy tale, you know.
In the nursery rhyme.
Well, I thought it's a fairy tale, right?
It's a Mother Goose nursery rhyme. Little Miss Moffat sat on a, whatever it is.
Sat on the what? I don't.
No, you thought about the nurse.
In any event, I said, oh, here comes little Miss Moppet or Moffat. I forget the name. And she's got her curds in whey, and she has her, I guess she was sitting on a mushroom or something.
Mm-hmm. Or sat on something like that, yeah.
And she's in underwear. She's wearing cowboy boots. And
she's in underwear. So we're talking about almost like a striptease.
No, we are not, and I really resent that. I attached my name to this pageant.
That was your junior miss home that you had.
Yes, it was. And Steve, you were there.
Yeah.
And Steve and his wife were there. It was about a nursery rhyme, Mr. Henry, a nursery rhyme.
And the girl comes out in her underwear. That's all I'm trying to say. 877-876-7445. Teoma, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yeah, greetings. I was driving home
Hello?
From work. Hello, can you
mm-hmm.
hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
I was driving home from work. I'm a midwife, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I deliver,
mm-hmm.
deliver babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you stop saying uh-huh? It really
mm-hmm.
is distracting to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're saying it in the middle of what I'm saying, so, you know, it's not really an opportunity, but it's an interruption.
It's a habit that I have. I'm simply trying to acknowledge that I'm hearing you.
Yeah, but it's distracting.
Yeah, thank you.
Fine.
So as I say, you know, I birth babies for a living, and I've never seen a baby that's not beautiful. you know, all of them are beautiful in a way that's more powerful and more important than the superficial, than their face and singing a pretty song. I just want to, you know, put that out there. And it's really, really important in this world, which is such a challenge to all of us, even as adults, and a challenge to children, too. It's very important, I think, to affirm that they are beautiful, that their souls are beautiful, that no matter what they do, what they win, we love them and we see them as sacred, and that we cherish them and that we love them. And what I'm seeing here is that maybe, I mean, honestly, when I started listening, I thought...
You can't really do a beauty pageant like that. You know, you can't run a beauty pageant like that, can you?
Well, I want to hear Teoma, what else she has to say.
It felt like satire. It felt like, is this Saturday Night?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, especially you, Mr. Bozell, telling me, Mr. Bozell, you're telling me that you move the women out of that.
Let me ask Teoma a question, if you think this is a satire. There's an article here, 15 celebrities who are aging badly. Michelle Williams, Lindsay Lohan, the Jenner sisters. Women are aging badly. Women are looking worse and worse.
Right.
Why can't we, very early in life, get our children to begin to value their beauty and not look like a dime store hag by the time they're 10.
Hold on. But the,
wow.
You know, the part of the reason that they're aging so badly is that they're doing all this plastic surgery, is that really, you know, like working their face and body is so hard in order to squeeze the last drop of youth, quote unquote.
Yeah.
This culture overvalues youth and physical beauty, you know, and I think that to train these young girls, these little girls from this age, that is what we are looking for in them, is very dangerous. And I think that these kids are going to have problems. And I think that your child, your niece, when she says, yeah, I want to win this thing, is reflecting your values. This kid only knows what she's learned from you, so she's reflecting your values, and you're telling her.
Yeah, but she went even further, Tioma. She said to me, my niece said to me, you know, I'm counting on winning this. You better make it happen. And there's like almost, you know, she's almost like, you know, challenging me. Mm-hmm. And
well, so what? She's a little girl. She's not giving you directions.
When a kid looks at you who's 8 years of age and you expect her to be 8 years old and she looks at you and says, I want this more than life itself. And if you can't make it happen, I'm going to find somebody that can. She's talking like she's an adult. She's talking like an adult, and that's...
You're pushing your her into an adult world, really, at this point, when she's a little kid. She's a little kid.
Yeah,
she should
be
able to run around in her, you know, in all kind of raggedy clothes and get muddy and, you know, just not be thinking about the fact that, you know, how her hair looks and swinging around a pool. I'm sorry, a pole.
I heard a girl at one of these pageants...
Symbol. A pole is a phallic symbol, and a pole with a female's leg wrapped around it gives a message, and it sends a sexual message.
No, it's an exercise. A lot of women are doing it for exercise, though. But I heard a girl say to her mother,
women's legs wrapped around a pole sends a message. I'm sorry.
Well, at least they're not wrapped around some guy, you know.
Oh, come on. They're little girls.
I heard a little girl at one of our pageants yell to her mother this very phrase, get your ass in here. I would have smacked her.
That tells you.
Yeah, I would have.
You know,
all right.
Where the heads are at, really.
All right, Teoma, thank you very much for your call, and very good stuff. Good stuff to think about it.
You don't care about her call.
Yes, I do care about her call. I wanted to hear what she had to say. First of all, she's talking about...
Well, it sounded to me like, sure. And I know, Steve, did that?
Yeah, that's exactly how it sounded to me. And
I'm not blowing off anybody. One of the things the lady said that I thought had great value was when she talked about that kids are beautiful. And
children are beautiful, Phil, but if it was really true that all children are beautiful, then every child would be in, you know what I'm saying? You'd have nothing but kids in beauty pageants. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. No, I don't see what you're saying. You're the ones that you guys are the ones that have these beauty pageants.
Wait. What do we mean, you guys? What is that? It's almost as if you're being, it's racial.
It's not very racial.
It's not. You're the ones that are having beauty pageants, right?
the beauty pageants that we're having.
And you qualify kids for these beauty pageants, so you're the ones who are already setting the standard. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more from Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Toddlers and Tiaras beauty pageants. Are they good for kids? And this Honey Boo Boo and all that. We'll be right back.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking here about this beauty pageant thing. Stephen Bozell and Bobby Dooley are News and Information Hour coming up next hour as well. And a reminder that we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where you can get a backstage pass and watch live streaming video of our show. We have a video cast each and every night on our website. We had a new podcast drop today. That's episode 28 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast, and we've got another one, episode 29, dropping tomorrow, as they say. Bobby Dooley and Stephen Bozell with us, and we'll go to another phone call here. We have Anthony on the line. Again, we're talking about the propriety of having these beauty pageants for little girls. Some of the things that you've talked about, Mr. Bozell, and you, Ms. Dooley, scare a lot of parents, including this whole getting into underwear stuff.
No, I didn't say get into. I said, if it's a choice between that and your daughter constantly losing.
Anyway, go ahead, Anthony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm a father of two. One is a boy, and another one's a girl. She's my daughter's 2.5. And to be honest with you two, my 1.5-year-old daughter will look you two in the face and slap you for the stupidity that you're uttering out of your mouth. I'm sorry.
Well,
that doesn't sound like very good.
That doesn't sound like very good parenting on your part, sir, to have a kid.
Well, Steve, that's where you're wrong. It takes pride from a parent to teach their children right from wrong. And if you really listen to exactly what you guys are saying, it would not make a lack of sense at all. And especially letting children ride around in underwear, that's not only just wrong, but it's morally ridiculous. Just morally irresponsible. Not only the parents, but also the parents. Now, I grew up in an old-fashioned home. Now, if I were to even talk to my mother, especially how you guys say that these kids disrespect their parents and talk bad to them, if I even looked at my mom, she would back it so hard my eyes would pop out of my head. Now, let me speak here, all right? Because I get offended.
Yeah, go ahead.
I get offended by people who talk like that. And you know what? And I get the OBGYN, nurse, I'll tell you one thing, she's correct. That even aggravates me. I wanted to reach through that radio and just grab you.
What OBG? What is she talking about?
One of the other callers didn't like you going, uh-huh.
Oh my God! It's like we're in communist Russia.
Good. Listen, all right. It's disrespectful. It doesn't matter if it's a habit or not. I got habits, but you know what? I control it because it's called disrespect. All right. Now I'm going to speak on the other gentleman there.
Well, I mean, you're not going to hold in. You're not going to hold in like a belch.
Yes, no. You are. Yes, you are. You'll hold it. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Anthony.
As far as there's a gentleman there. As far as how you were describing how you had to take over for your niece because your wife or your sister-in-law.
My wife and my sister-in-law were blowing it. My niece hadn't won a pageant and never even had one. And she sang it was horrible.
Now, I have a question. Did you ever stop and actually ask that girl, your niece, is the reason why she was losing because she doesn't actually want to do that? Now, coming from myself, when I was 8 years old, if my parents asked me, hey, you want to jump off a bridge with me? I say, yeah. You know what? any child, no matter how old they are, they're going to do what the parent says. All right? The reason
I don't say that to her. I didn't tell her she's got to be in a pageant. I said to her, now look, if you're going to be in a pageant, you know, this is a whole new ball game. I said, you got Uncle Steve now. And I said, I know you never heard of Vince Lombardi, but I'm the next thing. I said, all I want you to do is follow my direction like you would the word of God.
And you're talking to an 8-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Now, you're talking of the word of God. Now, you're talking to an actual fellow Christian here, sir. Now, the way
yes,
you
sir.
Speak and the way you talk,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you look into the book of the, if you look into the actual words, you will break in every sin.
I don't believe I'm God. I'm just saying, follow my word as you would the word of Jesus Christ himself.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Out of the 10 world's deadliest sin, what is one? Lust. What are you doing right now to little girls when I'm running around in underwear? That's considered lust in God's eyes.
Are you kidding me? That's a little girl, man. You're going to get all...
There's weirdos out there, man. There's weirdos out there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And a little girl laying around in underwear? You don't know who's there.
I'm trying to give her every advantage to finally win a pageant for once and do something right in her life. This kid couldn't win...
You just said it yourself. There's a lot of
I've seen this little girl. She couldn't win. She can't win a ticket at the carnival.
You know what?
I want to slap you to myself because you know what? That's so disrespectful to the child. You're putting that
slapping. I would love to say to this kid, get in there and win something, or I'm going to slap you. You know, and
I heard the girl sing. She sang the song comes out tomorrow.
And
it was horrible.
A little kid? No. What you want to do is
you
want to be as a child. And
okay.
Also, that little statement.
I sing The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow better.
Okay, I got to go. Anthony, your phone is gradually deteriorating there for me. I appreciate your call very much, though, sir. Good points that the gentleman's phone just seemed to be a little...
I had to... You know, I really resent that, Mr. Henry.
What about what the man was saying?
Oh, hold on for a minute. I had to sit there and listen to that man's god-awful phone while you kept telling me to shut up.
I never said anything like that.
No, but I mean, Mr. Henry, that was, you know, this is Mr. Bozell, Mr. Henry. It's not Mr. Dooley, it's Mr. Bozell.
Yeah.
It sounded all, you didn't say that, but you might as well have said.
Exactly.
I mean, you were, you know, every time that guy said something, everybody got it. And
I never said to Ms. Dooley, shut up, whore.
But you might as well have said shut up, whore.
You people, just like that man said, you don't...
There you go again with you people. Don't you know that that is racism? You don't know that, do you?
No,
you guys are not only...
Now, you guys I can handle.
That's fine, but you are so stupid, you know...
Enough so that I don't have to sit and listen to this. I don't need this, okay? I heard when, what's-her-face, Arianna Huffington hung up on you, and the last thing she said to you was, I don't need this, okay? And neither do I, Mr. Henry. I'm the president of the Homeowners Association. Goodbye.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
I thought you hung up.
I have, but I'm listening to what you're saying.
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. Ms. Dooley. Ms. Dooley.
Yes?
I thought you hung up.
I did hang up, but I'm listening because I don't want to be talked about behind my back. Like I'm a streetwalker, or someone, or a drink whore, someone cashing drinks at some flea bag.
Good God, you really, you know, you.
I really what? I'm not going to be talked about that way.
We're talking about little kids. I don't personally care how you are talked about. I don't care what you think I said about you. I don't care what you think I think about you. We're talking about little kids and how they've been treated.
Can I just say something?
Yes, you can.
Letting you know I'm here.
You're there, but you did not hang up.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, will you?
Yeah, go ahead, will you, Steve? I can tell you something, Phil. I'm not going to put up with this.
Well, fine. You don't have to put up with it.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
And another thing, and...
Would you shut your sewer?
I thought I heard something. You know what? There must be something wrong with my ears. I actually thought I heard Bozell say, shut your sewer.
He did.
I did, ma'am, because you wouldn't shut your filthy sewer.
Okay, now I'm back on the air. There's no way that...
Oh, let's get real here.
No, there's no way. You know, I only wish I was standing in the same room as you, Mr. Bozell.
Ma'am, you didn't shut your sewer, and...
What do you mean, shut my sewer?
You kept on talking when Mr. Henry told me that I could go ahead and say something.
Are you going to cry? Hey, Steve, boys.
Yeah, ma'am?
Steve.
Yeah.
This guy that I'm talking to on the Phil Henry Show is going to bawl like a bitch.
Why don't you just shut up?
Okay, I'm not going to have anybody talked about that way, and you can just get the family...
No, hold on for a minute. Steve, get the boy. This is great. Turn the radio on.
Oh, now you're going to make a spectacle out of me?
I'm sorry?
I said, now are you going to make a spectacle out of me?
That's pretty funny, Mom. My family's enjoying you.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, this is Phil Henry.
What?
I'm going to hang up on you.
You wouldn't dare.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
You hang up on her?
Yes, I did hang up on her. Go ahead.
Hold on. She called back.
I don't give a damn if she called back. You leave her on hold. You understand?
All right.
In fact, tell her I'm not going to take her phone call. Hang up on her.
She won't have any of it. She'll have none of it.
She'll have none of it. How do you like that?
Where'd you learn how to talk like that? Well, that's what she said. She said, I said, Mr. Henry don't want to have you. And
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, hold on for a minute, Steve. What did she say?
She said, Mr. Henry, you don't want... And she goes, I'll have none of that. And then, you know...
So you're just quoting what she's saying.
Can I say something, please?
Hold on, Steve. Go ahead.
So then she said that, that she wasn't going to wait on hold... She wasn't going to be sitting waiting online like some waiter or some, you know, douchebag or something like that. And I said, well, in a lot of ways, the way you've been talking about Mr. Henry, you know, you have sort of, in a lot of ways, behaved like a douche, you know. And then that's when she said that, she just felt that I was being unfair.
The hell was that? Steve. Steve.
I'm only kidding.
Real funny, man.
Well, I mean, you guys wouldn't...
Did that guy try to shoot himself?
No, he said he's kidding.
It was something that...
You all right, man?
No, man, I was all right. Now I ain't all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, I've heard more people tonight say, other than me, that if I was in the same room, I'd slap you. If I was in the same room with Steve, I'd slap him. I'd slap Bobby. I'd slap all those little kids, only because the whole conversation bothers me. I'd slap that little kid's mom, that honey boo-boo, whatever the hell she is.
Would you slap her?
No, I'm not going to slap honey boo-boo. But I'd slap her mom.
What about Sugar Bear?
Who is Sugar Bear?
That's the dad.
That's the dad. Yeah, I'd belt Sugar Bear, too. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. He's going to be back.
He's our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
We're back here on the air, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Steve, you were talking off-air about something that your wife is going to be involved in. Are you talking about the Baja 1000?
Yeah, the Baja 1000 is an off-road race, and April has talked about entering that, and she wants to have as her co-pilot my daughter, April Jr., and... Well, I tell you I've got to get my niece to win a beauty pageant, because what's happening now is my wife is going to leapfrog over me with my daughter on stuff what she done, you know. And
what do you mean stuff what she done?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Well, let's not knock his grammar.
No, but I don't know what he means.
Hold on. So, Steve, your wife and your daughter are going to be in the Baja 1000.
Well, that's what they're talking about. I've got an old Volkswagen, I got an old VW, and they wanted to get her brother and make the frame dirt ready you know, off-road ready and put some springs on it and work on the engine.
But this is going to be your wife, and how old is April Jr.?
She's 14.
I can't believe April Jr., you know.
That's my daughter's name.
All right. So what about that is bad?
I mean, think about it. If they go down there and they compete, my daughter, at the age of 14, goes to Baja, Mexico, and competes in the... Is she
going to drive?
No, she's just going to be a co-pilot. And
you know, that I'm a little bit familiar with that race. It takes a couple of drivers. Are you saying that your wife is going to drive the whole way?
Yeah, that's what she claims. But I don't even know they'll finish it so much as they just want the experience going down there as mother and daughter, you know.
All right, it sounds very interesting.
That sounds fascinating. So what is the problem?
I mean, think about it. I want to get a feather in my cap. Because if I can't even get my niece to win a lousy beauty pageant out here, they're going to have the... I told you they're having the talk of... It's the one, Honey Boo Boo. In fact, I think I've seen the Boo Boo, which is what they call her, and it sounds ridiculous, but they...
They do what?
That's what we call her on the pageant circuit. Say, here comes the Boo Boo. And it sounds, you know... And what we want it to be is... Here, she's a big... Just a walking mistake, you know. But no, that didn't... It didn't catch. Everybody thinks it's cute.
And you call her the boo-boo because you want her to be a big walking mistake.
Yeah, that was my thinking. I said, why don't we call her the boo-boo? And for a while, we'd say, here comes the boo-boo. And we'd see these rednecks pouring in. We'd see them pulling up. They'd come up in two, you know, took two vehicles for them to pull up. And you'd see these rednecks. You'd see the boo-boo, and we'd call the boo-boo train, pulling in.
I don't know what you're talking about. You sound almost, it's almost as if I'm in some kind of a special ed class.
Yeah, Steve, cut to the point.
The point is that if I don't get my niece to win a beauty pageant and my wife's down there at the Baja 1000 with my daughter, you know, now my self-esteem and my manhood has taken a steel-toed boot to the testicles of my manhood.
What are you talking
about? I know what he's talking about.
You've got to make sense, Bill.
I know what he's talking about. You're saying your wife and daughter running in the Baja race makes you look like a wimp.
Unless I can get my niece to win this, the taco festival. It's not the taco festival. It's where they have in the Inland Empire in the summertime. They have the taco competition, and it's Taco 2012. I think is what.
I know that. It's Taco 2012, the Young Miss Division.
Right. And
Taco 2012, the Young Miss Division.
Yeah. If I can get my niece to win that, then I can stave off for at least one day my wife walking around the house like her you-know-what doesn't spell because she and my daughter competed in the Baja 1000.
Well, I want to say this. I think that competing in the Baja 1000 is a pretty, pretty prestigious thing for a woman and a little 14-year-old girl to do. Your wife is going to have to drive the whole way. Your daughter is navigating. If they finish the race, it's going to be so far and above what you're able to accomplish in the Taco 2012. There, what's the point?
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is I'm SOL. I'm crap out of luck.
To me, it seems that way, yeah, because... Yeah.
Well, look, why put the guy down?
Oh, Mr. Henry, please don't be disingenuous that way. You know full well that...
Well, okay, I'm going to say this, Steve. Your wife and your daughter are going to do their thing. Why can't you do your thing?
Because my thing isn't beauty pageants for little tiny kids. I did it so we'd have a feather in our cap, me and Dave. But now that my wife and my daughter are going to go out and compete in the Baja 1000, meanwhile, there I am trying to get a little girl to sing the song from Daddy Warbucks so she can win Taco 2012. I mean, that's almost fully retarded.
Well, it is. I think it is.
I don't want to hear that word used. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, but it does sound disabled.
Okay, all right. And
Steve, my point is this. My point is this.
I mean, I'm walking around, I look disabled at this level.
Hold on for a minute. My point is, if your wife and your daughter have decided to go do that, that's great for them. You have something that you're going to follow through on. You're going to help your niece win this pageant. If she doesn't, okay. And you know what, man? Be proud of yourself that you helped. Don't put the kid through the ringer. Don't put her through a boot camp. Don't make this into some competition for you and Dave.
Well, yeah, but what are we going to do? What's Dave going to say to me when it's my wife that makes him and me look like we ought to just get into our high heels? What's he going to say to me when it's my wife that makes him and me look like we left our skirts at home? You know, and I know that I'm being...
You're being asinine.
I know that, but I'm trying to make a point here that my wife and my daughter are going to run over the rough terrain off-road in the Baja 1000 in a dune buggy that they're going to have a hand in building, because my wife was talking, Jim Festine, who's a friend of mine. She said, look, I'll handle a blowtorch too, and my daughter said that too.
What do you mean a blowtorch?
They're going to put a new frame, they're going to build a frame.
Well, I mean,
yeah, see, that shut him up.
Well, it didn't shut me up.
Well, I agree. I think that pretty much makes you look pretty stupid.
You think that way too, Mr. Henry?
I don't think it makes you look stupid, no. But I will say that your wife and daughter manning blowtorches and building the frame for an off-road dune buggy, while you're teaching a little girl how to sing The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow for the Taco 2012...
All right, so in other words, I look like an ass. Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you very much.
It doesn't sound like he hung up.
Miss Bozell, you got to hang the phone up.
I don't feel like it.
Well, you have to hang it up.
I don't want to hang it up.
If you don't hang it up, I got to hang you up.
You're going to hang me?
No, I get...
All right, take care of it off the air. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've got our news and information hour coming up next.
Phil Henry.
When it hurts.